know, dogs don't speak English, French, or Japanese. So when it comes to communicating with a dog, we have to tap in to their heightened senses. I'm Robin James, a leading dog expert, trainer, and behavioralist from Master Dog London. Whether you're a first-time owner with a brand new puppy or a seasoned owner experiencing behavioral problems, I'm here to help. In this episode, we're going to talk about socialization and, in particular, great doggy etiquette and manners. Every dog should be socialized to such a degree that they have very good doggy etiquette and doggy manners. What do I mean by this? Well, it really is how they meet and greet both humans, other dogs, and in fact, everything else from prams, scooters, anything on wheels to trucks, cars, and bicycles. So a well-socialized dog doesn't raise or get triggered by anything on the outside. And a well-socialized dog is very good at meeting humans, children, and especially meeting other dogs. And they do this by exhibiting their doggy body language. So every time a dog approaches or sees another dog, there's a lot of information being passed between the two dogs using their doggy language, which will be their posture, their ears, their tail, and their general demeanor. And a dog with good doggy etiquette and manners is very friendly in appearance, is very submissive in approach, and is very friendly and not dominating when they meet and greet other dogs. In fact, it's a whole interaction that goes on, which is similar to Facebook. And I call it Facebook because when a dog meets another dog, they have to do something socially, which is a little bit strange for us, but they have to smell each other's bottoms. And it's part of that interaction. And they're not smelling the smell of a bottom. They're actually smelling the unique smell of the bottom. And what's happening there is they're compiling lots of information, but most important of all information is whether they've met that dog before. So whether they're the friendly dog that they've met before. And if they are, everything's really happy. If not, they do their little ritual dance. And having good doggy etiquette and manners is how well they perform this dance with other dogs. So we want to socialize our dogs at least with six other dogs when they're out on a walk. And that's not just for puppies, that's for grown-up dogs as well, because actually they get the majority of their enrichment and stimulation by meeting and greeting other dogs. And when they meet dogs again and again, they get absolutely joy and happiness from that experience. It's important that humans are involved in the doggy etiquette and manners and socialization, because the humans can actually be the marriage counselors, the teacher in the playgrounds, the intermediary between the two dogs. And because you are a human, the other dog's going to respect you, and obviously your dog respects you. And by placing one hand on your dog and one hand on the other dog, you actually bridge the gap. So you're actually, they're both sitting inside your personal space, and you're actually bridging and being there for that meet and greet. So it's very important with your puppy that you are there for them and they do feel more secure with you, just like a child might feel more secure if their parent were in the playground. Try not to meet and greet dogs in the street. The street is for walking, and you should be walking at a pace where your dog isn't sniffing or having a sniff walk, but is walking alongside with you. And if you want to meet and greet dogs and work on socialization, the park is the place to do it. And only when your puppy or dog is relaxed. So please do walk your dog on the lead for 10-15 minutes and then let them off the lead. They will be much better at meeting other dogs off the lead than they will be on the lead. When dogs are on the lead, they sort of take on a little bit of a protection role of their human. But when they're off the lead, they're detached from you. So they're much better at their socialization skills. So please keep this in mind. Bad doggy etiquette and manners is generally comes from frisbees, balls, sticks, anything where the dog is in possession of something and motivated to have that thing. They turn into a little bit of an addict. They do it in such a way that they don't want to socialize. They don't want to play with other dogs. And in fact, they start acting antisocially to other dogs with snarling, teeth showing, and it's not surprised they just want to hang on to what they've got. So dog socialization is so much more important than any type of attachment that they might have to a single physical item. Thank you for listening to this episode of Master Dog. If you are struggling with dog ownership and need my assistance, you can find me online at master.dog. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow. I'm Robin, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Master Dog.